CBS News Brief. Matt Gaetz has taken himself out of contention for attorney general over growing concerns about sexual misconduct allegations. President Trump has chosen former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi to take his place. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
In comparison to Matt Gaetz, she's likely to be treated more favorably, at least by the Republican senator.
A second storm has pounded the wind-battered Northwest. Puget Sound Energy's Melanie Kuhn.
This was one of the most severe storms we've faced in over a decade. We had over 500,000 out of power, and those are just our customers.
The Kremlin says it used a new hypersonic missile against the central Ukrainian city of Dnipro in response to strikes into Russia with American-made missiles. CBS's Holly Williams.
Some believe both Russia and Ukraine are trying to maximize their gains before President-elect Donald Trump takes office.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Bucks host the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum. After a horrible start, the Bucks have won 4 of their last 5, getting more points from Brook Lopez, head coach Doc Rivers.
It's funny, we're talking about Brook today, and I made the comment, you just can't ever lose faith in him because you know he can shoot the ball, and you know eventually it's going to happen. I come into the facility yesterday evening. I'm the only one in there. Brook was the only other guy in there shooting. It was a really cool thing just watching him shoot over and over and over again.
College football, the Badgers are off to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers tomorrow. Game time at 2:30. Sunday, it's the Packers and the 49ers at Lambeau Field. Tucker Kraft on losing in the playoffs last season to San Francisco.
Yeah, last year was a tough game because we had them beaten so many categories, and then we'd lose the game. So coming out this week and just trying to maximize every opportunity, that's going to be the main game plan.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning, and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It is going to be cloudy today. We'll get to 46 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, cloudy, 35. Still cloudy tomorrow, high of 44. Then on Sunday, mostly cloudy. Could get a few sprinkles later in the day with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Living room with lazy luxury? Everyone keeps asking, is that a Lazy Boy recliner? What they don't know is that my budget allowed me to redecorate for a fraction with free in-home design included. I say yes. At Lazy Boy, customizable fashion and luxury can be this simple.
Lazy decorators love Lazy Boy. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Madison, East Springs Drive near East Town Mall.
The Jim Rome Show.
DeAndre Hopkins is headed to KC in exchange for a fifth-round pick that might ultimately become a fourth-round pick. I like it a lot. I'm not saying that Nuke is what he used to be, but they don't need him to be. And they didn't really give up that much to get him anyway. So what they get is a rejuvenated Nuke, another target for Patrick, a guy who's going to make everybody else around him better. And again, he doesn't come at nearly as high a price as Cooper Kupp.
96.7 FM, 1670 AM.
The Zone.
It's a Friday. Welcome to it. Hello, everyone. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. We're headed into gun deer season starting at dawn tomorrow morning, next week, Thanksgiving, and hopefully improving weather conditions starting today. You'll still have a bunch of clouds around the state of Wisconsin. Temperatures, though, today bounce up to the mid-40s. Still going to stay windy out of the northwest, 10 gusting to 25 miles an hour. Tonight down to 32, and then tomorrow when you're headed out to the woods, cloudy skies, high temperatures near 42, and the wind dies down tomorrow out of the west, about 5 miles an hour. Sunday, cloudy skies and 49. Monday, well, we've got some more precipitation back in the forecast, but we'll let Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, tell us more about that in about 15 minutes. Boy, we've got a whole platter full of information for you this morning. In just a moment, we're going to catch up with Charity Seebecker. You know, Wisconsin farmers and their families, many of them are self-insured. Like many small business owners, trying to make those decisions is challenging, but this is the time of the year when open enrollment shows up. Charity's got some details on that. And I'm going to catch up with Charles Barron. He's the CEO of the Farm Business Network. A lot of people talking about artificial intelligence. Is it going to help agriculture? Can it help agriculture? Is it already? Charles is going to address that information and give us more, all coming your way on a Friday.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
Actor portrayal.
When I joined Better Life, I thought it was just about life insurance, but it's so much more. Better Life connects me with others in my community through social groups, events, and wellness programs. Insurance helps give me peace of mind, but the member benefits, they give me a real sense of belonging.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now is the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
With Wisconsin's open enrollment period for health insurance now underway, Insurance Commissioner Nathan Hodak is urging residents, especially farmers, to take advantage of the opportunity to explore affordable coverage options. I'm Charity Seebecker from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. And as many Wisconsinites remain uninsured, Commissioner Hodak emphasizes the importance of timely enrollment and highlights the resources available to help individuals and families navigate their health insurance choices.
In Wisconsin, there are about 312,000 residents who are uninsured, who don't have health insurance. The uninsured population is spread out in different communities throughout the state. Wisconsin is fortunate to have a very competitive health insurance market, which means that there's a lot of good health care coverage options at affordable prices for people in communities across the state. But that still means that there are a number of people who are not signed up for health insurance. And so that's really what we're trying to do during this open enrollment period is get the word out so people are aware that this is the time to go look for health insurance coverage for yourself and for your family.
So can you outline then why our farmers specifically should be paying attention to? You know, they're a unique group in this sense of being self-employed, or usually their family is involved in the operation. So walk us through why exactly we should be talking to our farmers today about open enrollment.
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, since many farmers are self-employed, finding health insurance coverage for themselves and their families on healthcare.gov is really a great option. There are a number of healthcare coverage options available on healthcare.gov for farmers and their families at a lot of different price points. And a lot of those plans, because of subsidies that are available, can be purchased at a pretty reasonable rate. So this is really a great time for farmers to be thinking about health insurance coverage for themselves and their families for the coming year, and to be thinking about who they can talk to answer any questions they might have or help them figure out what's the best healthcare coverage plan for themselves and their families.
Speaking of that, what options do they have? There's a lot of options out there. Can you give us maybe some numbers of just how many options are there per county, or just roughly just paint that picture of just the need that's there and how you guys are answering that in a sense?
Sure. So we're in Wisconsin. We're fortunate to have a lot of health insurance coverage options in pretty much every corner of the state. Just about every single county has at least three health plan options, which is great in terms of providing different options for individuals and their families for what is best for them. But we know health insurance can be confusing and complicated as well. And that's why it's important for farmers to think about who should they talk to, or where can they get information about their health insurance coverage options.
We kind of touched on it. It can be pretty overwhelming. I know it was for me when I first turned 26. I'm past that threshold now, but when I did, trying to find what option fits for me, and I didn't have a business or a family to try to think about that. So it can be overwhelming. There's just so many options to choose from and a diversity of options that it is hard to know where to begin to try to find that best coverage and that plan, especially for our farmers and their unique needs. So what are some of the tips on where to start, or what should they be looking for to make sure that coverage can fit their unique needs, since farming is a little different of a coverage, I feel like, than, you know, for your health compared to maybe your normal?
Yeah, obviously, you know, farmers and their families have unique coverage needs. Their financial situation, because of being self-employed, can be a bit complicated in terms of figuring out if they're eligible for subsidies or what coverage they qualify for. And that's why we really encourage everyone, and farming families especially, to work with an expert and, you know, ask questions and really explore the options and figure out what's best for you and your family in terms of healthcare coverage that's in the market. And, you know, there are a number of different resources that are out there. Calling 211 is a great free option where you can talk to someone one-on-one who's an insurance expert and can answer your questions. If you're more comfortable going online, you can visit the website wiscovered.com. That's also a great free resource for a lot of reliable and accurate information. And we also, you know, just want to remind people that it's important to be cautious during this time. If you receive robocalls, or if you receive unsolicited sales calls from individuals who are trying to sell you health insurance, unfortunately, this is a time where we do see an increase in the number of scams. And so it's really important that people get information from sources that they trust, and where the information they're getting is accurate and reliable.
Are there any common questions that you guys receive from farmers, or just those in rural settings, maybe more than those in urban settings?
Absolutely. So, you know, it's important that farmers should consider things like the cost of deductible, co-insurance, co-payments, you know, farmers should be asking about out-of-pocket expenses for different kinds of health care, such as specialty services or prescription drugs. We all know that health insurance is complicated and it can be very confusing. And that's why it's important to really go to a trusted resource that can provide reliable information and where you as the individual can ask questions. And you trust the person who's providing you information that they're giving you accurate information to get the best healthcare coverage for yourself and your family.
And what are those deadlines then that we should be paying attention to if people are looking for that coverage?
Yes, so we're currently in the open enrollment period for individual and family health insurance coverage for calendar year 2025. And that open enrollment period runs through January 15th. So you can enroll in coverage anytime today through January 15th. But it's important to remember that if you want your health insurance coverage to begin on January 1st, you need to be enrolled by December 15th. So I know that can be a bit confusing, but the main thing is to really don't wait till the last minute. The open enrollment period is open now, and so now is a great time to reach out, call 211, visit wiscovered.com, talk to an agent, talk to a broker, and really get your questions answered so that you can get the coverage that you and your family need for the coming year.
Wisconsin Insurance Commissioner Nathan Hodak along with us. Regardless of your situation, you have a chance now to shop around for what works best for you and your family. And like he said, if you feel overwhelmed, there are resources such as calling 211. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Charity Seebecker.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as ag meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
And on the Civic Media app.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN. 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 WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
And on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
nature or that little rural slice of life, maybe some hunting ground. Compeer can help. Go to compeer.com and find out more. Stu Muck, ag meteorologist, along with us. Butch from up by Alto pointed out what I saw as well. Went from having snow on the ground, then all of a sudden rain showed up, and we're back to being bare in most of Wisconsin, I'm guessing, this morning.
And most areas, that where it kind of drifted around buildings. I've got a little over here near Fond du Lac. I've got a map from the Weather Service that shows Beaver Dam yesterday reported 6.2 inches.
Oh.
And an area that extended toward West Bend into eastern Dodge County had some of that heavier amount of snow.
That's, and yeah.
Everybody else was a lot lighter, and with the rain later, it all kind of went away.
Well, that would mimic what Butch at Alto said. He had about 5 inches, he noted at the end of it. And now let's pivot. Let's get everybody lined up for the weekend. We've got a Packer game outdoors, and, of course, we've got a lot of deer hunters that are going to be heading outdoors.
Yeah, and the air is going to get colder. So as we start the hunting season, we're going to talk about daytime highs. It'll be just about normal. Well, let's put it this way. The southern half of the state, 42 degrees is a normal daytime high for this time of the year. That's about where we should be for Saturday. So we're going to be on the cooler side. Count on that. I expect it to stay dry. The low pressure system that brought the snow and then rain here way over into the northeast part of the U.S. pulling away from us. We're not going to clear out, unfortunately. Mostly cloudy skies really lingering today, tomorrow, into Sunday. An Alberta Clipper-type low will approach, and I'd expect late Sunday or into Monday, a little light rain may develop around here. Further north, that may be a little light snow. I don't expect it to be a big deal. A very quick-hitting, fast-moving little system isn't going to stick around, but will reinforce colder air. So, in fact, dropping a little cooler than normal into next week. I've seen an extended forecast map late next week showing that much below normal temperatures drop in, oh, about to the Dakotas, and that colder air will also be extending our way, just not quite as a big a force as off to the west. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump, patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
All right, buddy, let's have that forecast.
All right, we still have a cloudy Friday in store, Pam. And I expect for a lot of folks pushing 40 in the north, mid-40s further south. Northwest winds today a lot lighter, 5 to 15. Overnight, still mostly cloudy. Low 30s, could be upper 20s in the north country. The northwest winds 5 to 10. Mostly cloudy for Saturday. And a little cool, like I said, about 42, a normal high in the south. Upper 30s north with west winds at 5. And mostly cloudy Sunday, Pam. probably into the mid and upper 40s, a little better for a football game in Green Bay, and a southeast breeze. At least it'll be more mild for hunters to wrap up the weekend.
Yeah, the weekend. But we got a big herd out there. So if we can get cooperative weather next week to keep us out there, you know, that's the thing. You can't ask guys to sit out there if the elements are really bad.
No, and the cold air is going to start settling in next week, too. So if you're going, pack extra long johns.
Well, standard fare. All right, buddy. We'll catch up with you next week. Have a good weekend.
You bet. Have a good one.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist, along with us, your Compere Financial Ag Weather Update. Again, if you're looking for hunting land and you don't know how to go about financing it, guess what? Compere does. Head on over to compere.com. Find an office near you. They've got great resources online. If you're asking yourself questions about, can I afford that? How much does recreational land go for? That's their area of expertise. We're following up with more information on Wisconsin's upcoming gun deer season. Boy, the herd is big because the winter was so mild. Stephanie Hoff will be joining us with some great information you don't want to miss. Stand by.
This is the Midwest Farm.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN. 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 WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
CBS News Brief. Matt Gaetz has taken himself out of contention for Attorney General over growing concerns about sexual misconduct allegations. President Trump has chosen former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi to take his place. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
In comparison to Matt Gaetz, she's likely to be treated more favorably, at least by the Republican senator.
A second storm has pounded the wind-battered Northwest. Puget Sound Energy's Melanie Kuhn.
This was one of the most severe storms we've faced in over a decade. We had over 500,000 out of power, and those are just our customers.
The Kremlin says it used a new hypersonic missile against the central Ukrainian city of Dnipro in response to strikes into Russia with American-made missiles. CBS's Holly Williams.
Some believe both Russia and Ukraine are trying to maximize their gains before President-elect Donald Trump takes office.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Bucks host the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum. After a horrible start, the Bucks have won four of their last five, getting more points from Brooke Lopez, head coach Doc Rivers.
It's funny, we were talking about Brooke today, and I made the comment, you just can't ever lose faith in him because you know he can shoot the ball, and you know eventually it's going to happen. I come into the facility yesterday evening. I'm the only one in there. Brooke was the only other guy in there shooting. It was a really cool thing just watching him shoot over and over and over again.
College football, the Badgers are off to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers tomorrow. Game time at 2:30. Sunday, it's the Packers and the 49ers at Lambeau Field. Tucker Kraft on losing in the playoffs last season to San Francisco.
Yeah, last year was a tough game because we had them beaten so many categories, and then we lose the game. So coming out this week and just trying to maximize every opportunity, that's going to be the main game plan.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
It is going to be cloudy today. We'll get to 46 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, cloudy, 35. Still cloudy tomorrow, high of 44. Then on Sunday, mostly cloudy. Could get a few sprinkles later in the day with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. One of the most strident election deniers and ardent Trump supporters lost her Arizona U.S. Senate race November 5th. But Carrie Lake still has not conceded and may yet surface in Washington in President-elect Donald Trump's administration. After a broadcasting career, Lake made her name by refusing to acknowledge the results of the 2020 presidential election. She ran for governor in 2022, but lost by 17,000 votes to Katie Hobbs. Lake never conceded that race and challenged signature verification and the election process in Maricopa County. All seven claims and three lawsuits were dismissed. While disputing the election, she was accused of defaming Republican Maricopa County recorder Stephen Richer, repeatedly claiming that Richer used 300,000, quote, illegal, invalid, phony, or bogus early ballots to manipulate the results. Lake settled the case November 17th for an undisclosed amount, according to the Washington Post. While still battling in court over her 2022 loss, Lake launched a U.S. Senate campaign, still refusing to accept the results of the 2022 election. This time, she lost by over 72,000 votes to Ruben Gallego and still has not conceded that race. The Arizona Republic reports that Lake was seen last week at Mar-a-Lago, one of many visits over the past year. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
WRJN. WRJN. WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning, and you're home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
And on the Civic Media app.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
WRJN. WRJN. WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning, and you're home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
And on the Civic Media app.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Dude, are you planning that out for Pitt, Wisconsin? What is it, in 4 years, 3 years?
You know what? I've got that marked in my calendar. I'm like, okay. If I'm being honest, though, I think I probably will be, because our 247, you know, we do these live shows now, like every Friday, Saturday, and they've been sending a lot of people over, so I think that's going to be a blast, man.
All right, you tell the boss to put you down for that Ireland trip, all right? Ireland's really fun. All right, so, Greenbrier tournament, whatever, or tip-off, I should say. Any concerns there? Just, as, you know, it's early. We'll just see how the Badgers fare coming up here. They should be better than, obviously, on Monday night, yeah?
Yeah, I think the key there, I mean, obviously, you'd love to go 2-0. I think you just have to win at least one game there. The first matchup will be against UCF, who, honestly, has surprised me. You know, obviously they're now in the Big 12, one of the toughest conferences, and they start the season this year with a pretty big time win over Texas A&M. I believe UCF is 4-0. So they've done some good things, kind of snuck by some of the lesser teams, a little bit like the Badgers have, but I think that should be a win Friday. They've got a 5-star freshman that'll kind of present some issues size-wise, and
now, you might giggle about this, but if you're involved in production agriculture, believe me, AI, up until the recent few years, meant something completely different for our livestock operators. Today, artificial intelligence is literally influencing all of our lives. And when it comes to production agriculture, it could turn into a very valuable tool. It's going to take time. It's going to take effort. But we'll find out what one company is doing to try to educate artificial intelligence on agriculture before we wrap it up on a Friday. Welcome back, everybody. I'm the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. I'm not sure weather is necessarily fabulous, but I want to wish everybody a safe hunting experience starting tomorrow morning at dawn. Stephanie Hoff's got an outlook on our gun deer season and the harvest and why it's so important for Wisconsin agriculture and all of us, really, in just a little bit. So today is the 22nd day of November, pretty late when it comes to our beginning of our gun deer season. Let's see, on this day back in 1995, Toy Story was released. It was produced by Pixar. It was considered one of the first feature-length computer animated movie, and the critics loved it. Won 3 Oscars, including Best Original Screenplay, Best Original Score, and Best Original Song. You probably still have the CD around if you've got kids. Toy Story, released on this day back in 1995. On this day in 1986, Mike Tyson beat Trevor Burbick, captured the World Boxing Council's heavyweight championship on this day back in 1986. He was an age of 20 when he did that. I'm sure he's looking in the rearview mirror now, right? On this day in 1963, President John F. Kennedy assassinated in Dallas, Texas. Happy birthday to actress Jamie Lee Curtis. She is 66. Scarlett Johansson turns 40 today. And now you know. Like I said, it is an unofficial holiday in the state of Wisconsin, the beginning of gun deer season, dawn tomorrow morning. Let's find out what the outlook is for the harvest this year, because if you're like me, you know the deer are all around you. Stephanie Hoff has some details.
The 9-day gun deer hunt is a part of Wisconsin's cultural fabric. Roughly 500,000 people partake in this hunting tradition. This year, it'll take place November 23rd through December 1st. Jeff Pritzel joins us. He's Wisconsin's deer program specialist. He says there are a few things working in a hunter's favor this year for the 9-day gun deer hunt. One is that last year's mild winter is putting a better animal in your scope.
And that starts with the mild winter that we experienced last year. And what that means to the deer herd, you know, this year is higher fawn productivity, higher fawn survival from the previous year. And so that means more deer on the landscape to a certain degree. And also as it relates to bucks, their antler development will be a little bit better this year because they came out of the winter in such good physical shape. That means they can devote a little bit more energy to antler development. So we should see above average antler development. That'll be nice to see.
The early activity in Wisconsin's farm fields will also lend to a hunter's success this season.
The other thing that's working in our favor is the relatively dry conditions that we've experienced in the second half of the summer and leading into the fall. And right now, the long-term forecast suggests it's going to continue to remain relatively dry. And that means, number one, in the farmland part of the state, corn harvest is well ahead of schedule at this point, and that will probably be the case as we lead into the gun season. And in areas where there's a lot of corn on the landscape, that can be a significant factor in terms of the amount of cover that's on the landscape and being able to see deer if they don't have that standing corn as additional cover.
The flip side to the overall positive forecast for this year's deer harvest is that the dates on which the 9-day gun deer hunt land, November 23rd through December 1st, it might make it harder to get those finer looking animals.
The main thing being that this gun season is the latest it can possibly be on the calendar. And what that means is the season is further removed from the peak of the breeding season. So deer movement during daylight hours is reducing as we get further away from early November. And so in the past, we've seen an influence on that with the harvest numbers of a potential drop of 10% or more simply because of that shift in the date. And so hunters should be aware that deer movement may not be as robust as it can be.
He does expect hunters to harvest about 300,000 deer, which would be on par with the five-year average. Jeff Pritzel, along with us, Wisconsin's deer program specialist, with this year's deer harvest outlook. The pros are that the deer are going to look great after a mild winter last year. The con is that they might not be as active as you'd like during the 9-day gun deer hunt, which starts November 23rd. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You're grateful for all the ways technology can connect us. Unfortunately, there are online scammers who want to take advantage. Malicious viruses, phishing scams, and identity theft are more prevalent than ever. That's why Rural Mutual includes cybersecurity protection as an option on every policy.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/no pests.
Welcome back on a Friday morning. By the way, if you're successful on the gun deer season hunt starting this weekend, we'd love to see your pictures. You can share those with us on our talk text line. That's 877-301-FARM. 877-301-FARM. 301-3276. Good luck. Markets and overnight electronic trade are generally lower. December corn right now down a penny, 428. January soybeans are down 2 at 976. December wheat down 3 at 546, with July new crop down 3 at 584 a bushel. Another struggling day for dairy yesterday. Barrel cheese was down a nickel at 168. 40-pound black cheese dropped 4 and a quarter to 168 and a quarter, while AA butter dropped a quarter of a cent, 254 and three quarters per pound. The December Class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 8 at 1860. January closed 54 cents lower yesterday, 1846 a hundredweight. Hey, I just want to remind you again, we're still taking your reservations to join me on our farm tour to Spain and Portugal. We'll leave April 5th, and right now you can view a video with all the details online, as well as get a $100 certificate toward the trip just for watching the video. Go to holidayvacations.com, enter the keyword Pam, my name, and you'll be taken to the site. holidayvacations.com, keyword is Pam, my name. Just watch the video. They'll reward you with a $100 certificate, and I sure hope you'll think about joining me in April, Spain and Portugal, or maybe think about sending Mom and Dad. Up next, we're talking about artificial intelligence and its potential influence on agriculture at the farm gate. That story next.
Can't get enough farm news? The stories you hear and more 24/7 at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stay tuned as we'll be right back.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about a couple of things to keep in mind when you're between jobs or when money is scarce. Number one is a reminder that most of us are already tracking. As best you can, only use credit in emergencies. You know, like a medical emergency or when your only car breaks down. Try your best not to use them for everyday type expenses. That could cost you a lot more over time. Now, number two, if you know you're going to have a hard time paying your creditors, talk to them right away. You know, have those conversations before you fall behind on your bills. They might accept a partial payment. They might be willing to work out some other arrangement with you while you're in a tough spot. And yeah, nobody likes having those conversations, but it's better than the stress of avoiding creditors later. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
WRJN. WRJN. WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning, and you're home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
And on the Civic Media app.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
How we get our animals pregnant. But I'll tell you what, in 2024 and the foreseeable future, AI is going to be artificial intelligence. Welcome back, everybody. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke, glad you're joining us here on the Midwest Farm Report. I bet you never guessed we'd be talking about AI, artificial intelligence, on the farm show. But in reality, AI is poised to become a very important tool for farmers across the nation, around the globe. And on the cutting edge of that conversation is the Farmers Business Network. I sat down and talked with their CEO, Charles Barron, to get a better idea on how they're viewing artificial intelligence today and how they're building it for the future. And honestly, folks, it's as simple as that smartphone in your hand, and the artificial intelligence that FBN is working with is actually quite intelligent. when it comes to agriculture. I'll let Charles explain.
Right. Well, so first, it's a different AI, right? So not the cattle AI, right? So artificial intelligence here. So AI, you can think of very simply as an advisor, right? You can talk to AI, and instead of going to Google and asking a question, digging around in websites and looking for an answer yourself, you just ask AI, and AI does that work for you. It goes and interprets what's on the internet and what else it's been trained on. So in our case, we created an AI ag advisor named Norm, named after Norman Borlaug, and it has been trained on chemical logic, seed logic, tank mixes, traits, chemical compatibility, label intelligence on thousands of chemical products, as well as marketing logic. So the systems that run FBN, we've been able to train our AI on. So what does that mean? That means it's exceptionally good at answering ag-specific questions, way better than ChatGPT or any other standard AI system. So you can use AI just like you would use an agronomist or just like you'd use a technical advisor for machinery, and can ask it questions 24 hours a day, for free. It's not going to replace your agronomist, but it's going to help you answer basic questions, and it can go as deep as you want into a subject, and you have a conversation with it.
Remind people kind of the impetus, how FBN got started, Charles, because if I recall, a lot of you guys that are in FBN come from the tech side versus farmies that got a good idea.
Yeah, it's a complete mix of those two worlds, right? So I came from the tech world, from California originally. I married into a farming family, so had to put those two worlds together. I used to work at Google. Now I live in Omaha. So FBN got going about a decade ago, actually, initially as an analytics platform to help growers make better decisions by sharing data with each other. There's now 100,000 members in FBN, for over 100,000 around the U.S. and Canada, and we became the largest provider of crop inputs online, right? So we started by helping growers answer questions, turned into growers asking us to buy products. So we created a complete e-commerce system for agriculture, and we deliver to thousands and thousands of farms all over the U.S. and Canada. We've made over 100,000 deliveries, from our logistics network, and you have a complete, lineup of crop protection, livestock supplies, animal health, feed. We have a pharmacy. So we want you to be able to run your farm on FBN. That other side of the equation has also come in the form of crop marketing and sustainability. So this year we launched a joint venture with ADM called Gradable, and we have probably going to have over 20,000 farms on Gradable this year, and we paid out $33 million in premiums to growers who are participating in sustainability programs. All that's available to growers online. You go on your FBN account, you can see all the sustainability programs that are available to you in your area. So we try to make farming as easy as you can, take the hard parts of farming, make them simple, help you do the math on complex products like crop protection, and help growers save money and time.
Well, and now, like you said, introducing Norm, the AI that FBN has developed, it doesn't stop. You guys are always continuing to educate Norm or introduce new information to Norm, so that conversation is relevant all the time.
Absolutely. It's only going to get smarter and smarter. And so I'll give you a good example. A farmer I saw in Arkansas asked Norm a question, said, "Hey, Norm, I plant cotton, soybeans, and corn on a three-year rotation. What is the economically optimal rotation for me for the next 10 years? Please plan my farm." And so you have to know the markets, you have to know the agronomy, you have to know the cost of each of those products. So it's a very, very complicated question to answer. And the AI is actually going to be able to do that, right? So now you're going to be able to, as AI becomes, intelligent and aware of your farm, and you can develop that with the FBN platform, you're going to be able to do things that you can't imagine, that are going to just say, okay, which seeds should I be planting for the next 5 years, and how is this rotation going to, be adjusted to market conditions, and is this the right, setup for me, right? So it's really going to be limitless in terms of the types of things they'll be able to help with.
Charles Barron along with us from FBN. We're talking about their AI technology that you might want to just try at any time called Norm. I see the energy in your eyes, Charles, when you start talking about the potential of AI. Share with me some of the long-term vision that you within FBN are already thinking.
thinking about, and maybe it goes beyond current product listings, and then maybe also the foibles that we have to be aware of when it comes to putting faith in AI.
Yeah, so AI is like anything else. It can have its own errors, and AI can do things like it can hallucinate, actually, and so it can invent things, and so you have to use your own intuition and judgment to make sure that, and we always say, you know, make sure you're consulting an agronomist before, you look at that answer, right? So just like anything else, you still have to be the human making the decision. Okay, but, you know, ultimately FBN wants to be a platform you can use to run the complete farm, which means we want to be able to buy, you to be able to buy all the products you need, supplies, hardware, machinery, equipment, inputs, fertilizers, you know, you name it, via the FBN platform. Number two, we want you to be able to market your products via FBN and be able to get paid from your suppliers, be able to participate in sustainability, get financing, all the components of the farm business. Okay, now when you connect that with AI, FBN was, one of our founding products was something called FBN Seed Finder. Farmers have shared about 100 million acres of yield data into FBN Seed Finder that it analyzes and creates seed performance profiles. Right? The AI, we haven't hooked up Norm to Seed Finder yet, but that's an example where when you can ask Norm about genetics and specific seed recommendations custom to each of my fields, custom to my farm, over a rotation for the next 5 years, you can get extremely specific as to which products should I be using on the farm based on how they're performing in the real world, how much they cost, what's the best decision for me. So that's a great example where, you know, as AI becomes, you're able to connect it to your farm. Again, that's going to be optional to the producer. Does it want to participate in that? We never force the growers to do anything like that. You would be able to ask it, you know, very, very complex kind of questions and help make farming easier.
Making it easier. Ultimately, that's what artificial intelligence should be doing for all of us, hopefully doing for farmers in the very near future. Charles Barron, he is the CEO of the Farmers Business Network, talking about their AI technology, Norm.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
WRJN. WRJN. WRJN.
An expert on grain bin entrapment says we may be doing things all wrong. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthshoreProductions.com. If you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
While having specialized rescue equipment nearby in case of a grain bin entrapment, one expert on the matter says a better use of resources may be discouraging entry into grain bins in the first place. Bill Field is a Purdue University Extension safety leader.
You know, what should be our long-range plans? I just absolutely believe that we have misapplied some of our resources, and we need to return to focusing on prevention.
Field says so many grain bin incidents occur when someone decides to fix a problem with out-of-condition grain in the bin. This is not, he says, a job to be done alone.
It's amazing how many people die working by themselves. You know, we have all this technology, but, you know, I'm getting old, and I don't always carry my cell phone. when they're out there doing something, the idea of having wearable technology or personal technology that can find you. So I think it's important, if you're going to be in a den, that there be always somebody around.
Field says he'd much rather farmers take more care in storing their grain properly to begin with, so that they don't have to fix a problem in the bin later and risk their safety. You can access a webinar featuring Field's presentation by visiting the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin and Nebraska square off for the Freedom Trophy. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
And on the Civic Media app.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. WRJN.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is